Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 17th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Sega announced it intends to acquire Rovio for 706 million euro, or about $776 million. The Wall Street Journal previously reported the deal could go as high as 1 billion. Rovio is best known for the Angry Birds game, now a franchise licensed to various entertainment and consumer products. The deal would include all of Rovio's outstanding shares and options. Sega says Rovio will help expand its presence in the mobile gaming market. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that along with a mixed reality headset at Apple's WWDC, new Mac laptops, and the biggest update to the Apple Watch's software since the first version was introduced in 2015 may be announced as well. WhatsApp is rolling out new security measures to keep your account from getting hijacked. When you switch to a new phone, WhatsApp will send a prompt to your old device to verify it's really you. WhatsApp also added background device verification to keep attackers from using a stolen WhatsApp key to send unwanted messages. And key transparency lets you confirm if a chat is encrypted with a QR code instead of having to verify message content with the recipient. The New York Times reported over the weekend that Samsung is considering replacing Google with Microsoft's Bing as the default search engine on its devices. The Times says Google feels panic since it earns an estimated $3 billion in annual revenue from the Samsung contract. Another $20 billion from Samsung goes to Apple in a contract that reportedly will be up for renewal this year. A new song collab between Drake and The Weeknd called Hard on My Sleeve got more than 8.5 million views on TikTok, and a full version played 254,000 times on Spotify. The twist is neither Drake nor The Weeknd are actually on the track. The creator, known as Ghostwriter, says that they created the song with software trained on the musicians' voices. As you can imagine, many in the music industry are not pleased. Universal Music Group previously wrote to Spotify and Apple Music, asking both companies to prevent AI companies from accessing their libraries. And a coalition of musicians and artists, backed by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, the Association for Independent Music, and the BPI, have launched a human artistry campaign meant to ensure that AI doesn't erode human creativity. But Hard on My Sleeve doesn't technically infringe current copyright law, since it's an original composition. Stay tuned. Spotify announced Friday it's closing down Hurdle on May 5th. That's the Wordle-esque music guessing game that gives you six tries to guess a popular song. When Spotify bought Hurdle last July, it said it would remain free to play, even for those without Spotify accounts. The company now says it's going to focus on music discovery in other areas. According to web analytics firm SimilarWeb, Hurdle peaked at 69 million monthly desktop and mobile web visits in March of 2022, then had 41 million around the Spotify acquisition, but no word on user numbers today. Semaphore reports that staff at podcast network Gimlet, which is owned by Spotify, were told in recent weeks that Spotify would drop the paywall around some of the network's shows. In a statement, a Spotify spokesperson confirmed it would begin changing exclusivity rules for certain Gimlet shows soon. Spotify acquired Gimlet for $230 million in 2019 with exclusive access to podcasts like Reply All, aiming to bring new Spotify subscribers. Razer launched a streaming deck called the Stream Controller X, powered by Loop Deck, with a similar form factor to Elgato's Stream Deck MK2, although slightly slimmer. The Stream Controller X has 15 LCD switchblade key buttons and a swappable faceplate. You can program multiple actions into one button by dragging them into the custom action editor. The Stream Controller X is compatible with apps like Twitch and Adobe's Photoshop and Illustrator and costs $150. China's Didi announced Friday that it plans to deploy its autonomous taxis for 24/7 use by 2025. A concept car called Neuron can load luggage and hand passengers things like bottles of water with robotic arms. Didi also showed off autonomous maintenance bays that can charge cars, wash cars, and check for issues on the cars. It also announced its autonomous trucking business, CargoBot, reached $14.6 million in revenue in March. Finally, Netflix had some issues with the live stream of its Love is Blind reunion episode on Sunday night and canceled the event after a 75-minute delay. Netflix tweeted, quote, "We are incredibly sorry that the Love is Blind reunion did not turn out as we had planned. We're filming it now and we'll have it on Netflix as soon as humanly possible," end quote. The show eventually aired, it just wasn't live. Down Detector counted more than 10,000 users reporting errors accessing Netflix around 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Love is Blind reunion is Netflix's second ever live stream. The first was Chris Rock's comedy special, Selective Outrage, in March. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.